Om Shanti. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, because we have people from all around the world, so different time zone. And today we are going to listen from Brother Surya, and today's topic is Fragrance of Complete Purity. Before we begin, I would like to introduce to our brother. He is Baba's very, very special and a sweet child who came to Baba at a very early age, I think when he was in college, and he has surrendered his life in helping Baba's task since almost last 50 years. Currently, he is taking care of Baba's Bhandara kitchen at all three places, Shantivan, Pandavavan, Gyan Sarovar. And apart from all that, the biggest speciality is he is that special soul who always conduct class before Bab Dada Milan to create a nice, beautiful stage for all of us to have that wonderful experience with Bab Dada. So, we are so fortunate to listen from him today. So, without further ado, I would like to invite Brother Surya, and he will focus on purity today. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. We have to become the angel of purity. Would you like to become? All? Purity. Really, it's a fragrance of our life. It's the basis of services too. It is the foundation of our yoga power too. If a person wants to enjoy one's life, he or she must understand the importance, the significance of purity and how to inculcate it in practical life, behavior, drashti, thoughts. I remembered one very powerful point given by Baba. Sometime I used to mention this in classes too, because first of all, we must understand the importance of purity in life, in this world, for our future. So that one point, it will stimulate you. It was the event of 1975, the day of Rakhi. Gulzar Dadi offered bhog to Baba and he gave this message. Since that day I remember it. I focused on this and message was very brief, simple, but very powerful, that a day will come when a crowd of sick people will come in front of you. Crowd of sick people. And you will give them drashti altogether, drashti to that crowd. And they will become free from sickness. But who would be able to do this great service? Those children who become completely viceless, higher stage of purity, vicelessness, celibacy, purity, then we call always holiness, vicelessness. in vicelessness, we are free from all children of Maya. You know children of Maya? Anger, jealousy, ego, revengeful nature, hatred feeling, or as a sense, Baba's words, when you become completely free from vase thoughts, you are perfectly pure. So purity is so important that through our drashti, healing energy will vibrate out. People will be healed. I remember in Indian holy books, it has been mentioned, one who is celibate, pure, will live 100 years healthy life, healthy, up to 100 years. So I was searching right from the beginning on one point, that each celibacy has maximum healing energy. I was talking to doctors, although at that time there were no doctors in Gyan, maybe one, two in all India. Later on, when the number increased, I used to discuss on this topic, because many foreign psychologists had mentioned one wrong thing. Sex lust is an appetite of human being. It is absolutely wrong. Because of sex lust, different diseases are increasing in the world. Doctors don't know it. Psychologists don't know it. Then the main reason of all sicknesses is impurity. So Baba has brought us this message, be pure. And not only that, he gave this message to us, that we have to suppress our emotions, but he guided us how to become pure. So I would keep few practices in front of you. Do that, and all impure emotions, feeling of impurity will end. We have to destroy them. We have to burn them out, not suppress them. If we suppress them, one day they will come up and they will create big problem for us. First thing, if we have 4 hour yoga every day, then we can make our purity natural. Without such yoga, there will be struggle between sex lust and our yoga practice. Many ways thoughts will disturb us. So make a plan how to practice 4 hours yoga every day. Is it possible? Possible? Or just a point of saying and repeating 8 hours yoga? I used to think, right from the beginning, I used to think, when Baba speaks in Murli, that you have to remember me at least 8 hours a day. So many students, Baba's children, immediately they reject it inside. Oh, it's impossible. You can check yourself. It's very hard in Laukik life. We are very busy in Lokik Job, with Lokik Job. We are very busy with our families, with so many problems. Only Madhuvan Nivasi can do it. And when Madhuvan Nivasis are asked, they say, we are very busy in service. No time. Those who are free, they can do such practice. Both are wrong. Important thing is, if I want to do this, I will do. It needs a strong will. When God Himself is saying 8 hours, so He will not give us a difficult task, complicated task, such task which make us tired. No. He gives such knowledge, and by doing such practice, life will become easy, stress-free, problems-free, easy life. People, what Brahmins are doing, they don't give attention to yoga, and therefore, many problems enter their life, and then there is a fight between problems and Baba. Hey, Baba, you don't help me. Baba, what should I do now? They get puzzled, depressed. But what can Baba do then? Baba is showing us such simple path. Do yoga. And the work of 1 hour will be finished in 40 minutes. You can easily save 20 minutes. Such power. Because yoga will empower our mind. Yoga will divinize our intellect. And then everything will become easy. We will have never to face problems in life. So make a plan for 4 hours yoga a day. How will you do? I know it's not easy, but we have to make it easy. Brahmins are magicians. They can make every difficult thing into easy. We light wale bhi hain kya? Dekho piche ki tube nahi jali, jala dena. Easy. So what you have to do? A simple planning. Can you sit down in yoga 4 times, each time 10 minutes? Not hours. Only 10 minutes. Is it possible? You can manage easily, just as per Indian time or your own routine. One timing may be around 6 o'clock in the morning. At that time your yoga will be very powerful, because shower and mind became active. So that time yoga is good. One sister was saying yesterday, that when sometime in my month, 1 day, 2 days, I wake up at 5 o'clock. Every day I wake up at 3, but 2-3 days, 5 o'clock. And 5 o'clock, my yoga is so powerful, I had never enjoyed at 3 o'clock. She was asking, why it is so? Reason is, early morning, 4, 3, our brain is silent. Mind is not so active. Therefore, we feel sleepy or drowsiness or dullness. But at 5, everything becomes active. So yoga is enjoyable, easy. So you can make your timings. Before going to your job, second time maybe, when you come back from job and before going to bed. Or you can manage by your own time. Make such plan, not less than 3 times every day. But if you can do 4 times every day, nice. And I share you some yukti, what to do. Because simply if you sit down and think that I have to remember Baba, it's not so effective. You must keep one aim in your mind, that in these 10 minutes, I will do this practice. Just as 1 10-minute practice 5 form. Easily you can do 3 times. And your entire time, 10 minutes, will become successful. Thoughts will not run here and there. Second time, you have to sit down for 10 minutes. You can keep aim in your mind. I have to give sakas to the world. I have to go in soul world, receive Baba's energy. Then I will come down, sit on the globe, receiving energy from Baba, and I will give to the world. So, with aim, next 10 minutes, I will experience to go in subtle region. I will receive Baba's drashti. I will talk to him. I will give my whole burden and responsibilities to him, like this. Then, for your job hours, 2 methods I am suggesting you. Either you can keep 1 practice for whole day in your mind, that today, 10 times, during job hours, 10 times, I will practice, I have entered this body, I am separate from the body, I am self-sovereign, sitting here, I am the king of this body, king of all sense organs. With thoughts, all must keep 1 thing in your mind, listen it carefully. Our intellect is third eye of wisdom. And our mind understand the language of pictures. Subconscious mind understand the commands of vision. So make a picture in your mind like this. I am an angel. Feel that from each part of my body, light and might are spreading out. Make a picture in your mind. If you make a picture in your mind and keep some powerful thought, your yoga will become very good, enjoyable. But what people do? They don't picturize. They don't make a vision, and therefore mind runs here, there. Mind. Now, one great secret about mind. We all know nature of mind is to create constantly thoughts. I've listened carefully what I'm going to say you. Either we give thoughts to our mind, otherwise, mind will create its own thoughts. And there is lot of rubbish in our mind. It will go in negative side, waste side. But if we create, if we give thoughts to our mind, I am a great soul. So this one thought is food for our mind. I am Master Almighty, I am World Benefactor. I am victorious jewel. So for a day, when you are in Job hours, take one practice and keep the same that today in my 8 hours job, 10 hours job, I will practice this 10 times. So your yoga will become 4 hours easily. You will understand what is yog yukti stage. What Baba mentioned few days before, that don't become the yogi of 4 hours, 8 hours or 12 hours. Life must be yogi life. It is called yog yukt life, yogi life. So if we become the embodiment of higher consciousness, it is yog yukt life. I share you an experience of Avyakt Bap Dada. Man, it may be the year of 1975. Avyakt Baba came down, and at that time he used to give a small murli in 1 hour only. So after murli, Baba was given juice. So Baba gave drishti to the juice. One sister was sitting there, who was conducting everything. She was very close to Sakar Baba. Immediately she asked, "Baba, to whom you are remembering now?" And I became careful, what is the answer of God? So Shiva answered, now this one Brahma. Now this one need not to remember anyone, because this line is most secret, because he has become the embodiment of higher consciousness. So we must know, if we are in higher consciousness, our great Swaman self-respect, we are yogi-yukt. Life becomes yogi life. So make such plan. Even for Amrit Vela, at least everyone has 4 hours. 4 to 8, 4 hours. If you want to take rest 1 hour, no problem. 3 hours at least everyone has. During those 3 hours, if you plan properly, that I will do this practice, so your 3 hours will make you 3 hours yogi. It will become so easy that 4 to 4:45, I will do these practices. Not just I will sit and will remember Baba. This is not good idea that I have to remember Baba at Amrit Vela. I have to do this practice. In beginning, we used to do one practice that is very entertaining and will make everything easy. Listen and you can do this easy. Visualize soul here for 10 seconds. I am a peaceful soul. 10 seconds. Then visualize Shiva Baba for 10 seconds. He is the ocean of peace. And again visualize soul, I am pure soul. Then visualize Shiva Baba, he is the ocean of purity. Then soul, I am a powerful soul, mightful soul. 10 seconds, then 20 seconds, 30 seconds. And then Baba is almighty. So for 10 minutes, you can do this drill. This is, Baba gave name, spiritual drill, this is called. So mind will become stable and yoga will become easy. So first, make a plan for 4 hours yoga, karma yoga, for purity. Just I am giving you very practical practices. All sisters must practice. I am the goddess of purity. Goddess of purity. And brothers, I am an angel of purity. See the effect, see the magic of these practices. As you think, so shall you become. If you think, I am goddess of purity, definitely you will become the goddess of purity. I am an angel of purity, you will become an angel of purity. Next practice. Now we will do that practice. I am a supremely pure soul. From each part of my body, golden rays of purity are spreading out. Do now. Golden radiation of purity. I am an angel of purity. I am supremely pure soul. I am the goddess of purity. And these golden vibrations are creating an aura around me. Aura of purity. This practice you can do only 2 times a day, morning, evening, night. This aura will protect you from the negative energy of this Kali Yugi world. Because what is happening, it is affecting to many. Impure vibrations of this impure world are entering in the mind. But if you create aura of purity, your vibrations will spread out everywhere. Their vibrations will not affect you. Such good practice. One simple practice I am giving to many nowadays and getting very good result. You have to charge water and drink. How to charge? Give drashti to the water of glass of water. Remember 7 times, I am a pure soul. I am a pure soul. I am a pure soul. Pure vibrations will go into the water and drink this water. Specifically 2 times. Make such determined thought in your mind that 2 times, you can drink 5 times, but when you wake up and when you are going to sleep, you will experience your dreams are becoming sato pradhan, pure. Because in our body, there is about 70% of water. Do you know it? 70% of water. and this water, our body is like a big factory. Big factory. Electric current is also flowing everywhere. Blood, energy, water, five things are flowing all the time in the body. So because of impurity, because of negative thoughts, the 70% water has become very polluted, impure. And it is affecting our purity. So if you drink water, charged water, this charged water will purify the 70% water in the body. And you will experience a good help in purity. Can you do this? You can also charge water with another thought, I am Master Almighty. It will help you in different sicknesses. One another thing. A yogi soul, a Brahmin soul, every day must spare some time to talk to the self. Solitude, self-introspection. And talk this way. My life is very significant. God has come down to me. He is guiding me. He is giving me everything. So time is very important. My life is very important. My each thought is most important. Talk to yourself. Promise your own self. And then, important thing. You can do at least 4-7 days every day, then some days. Baba, I make promise with you that I will lead pure life. Revise it every day, any time, morning, noon, evening, night. I am giving you words. I will never take my words back. This is my determined thought. I will follow you. I will make my life absolutely pure. I will not follow the path of Kali Yuga people. I will follow your path. Give such motivational thoughts to your own self. It is self-motivation. And keep remind yourself, once I gave words to Baba, to God, I will fulfill them. On any cost, I will fulfill them. So it will give you specific strength in your life. It will make you very powerful. It will give you energy to fight against Maya. Most important thing. Now, very important practice in our Brahmin's life. You can remember many times in Avyakt part, Avyakt Baba, insist on one thing. Practice 5 forms. And 3 times he also conducted meditation in thousands of Baba children, among thousands. And important thing, how to do? You can learn it. You can do every day once only. Once. for purity, for good yoga, for complete purity. I am a soul, pure soul. My home is Paramdham. When I am there, I am absolutely pure. My aura is bigger than other souls. See your big aura in soul world. Radiation, rage, shining soul, with big glow. I am so pure soul. Then, I came in golden age. I became a deity. Bring that deity form in front of you. I was so much pure. There was a glow of purity on my face. I was absolutely pure. I am this. I am this. I am this. Third, I am worship worthy, goddess, god. Even in my temples, when there is a stone statue, people experience purity and peace. Stone, through stone statue, not living, people experience lot of purity. This is me. I am this. I am this. Then Brahmin, pure. Then angel. Angels are always pure. So remind yourself your five forms. In all forms, we are very pure. Do this practice. Very important thing. I had learnt in my Brahmin childhood that the scene you keep in front of you, its vibrations come to you. Suppose we see our deity form in front of us. We visualize it. So its vibration will enter us. This is so subtle philosophy. So keep practicing your five forms. Clear in front of you, clear to you, five forms. So we need not to make the subject of purity a very difficult subject, always fight, always struggle inside. No, if we do these positive practices, our purity becomes natural. Baba had mentioned many things in his Avyakt Murli. Purity is royalty. Purity is reality. Purity is your personality. These three words were very powerful. You had been pure. See. Now, again a great secret. You might have heard about the three forms of mind, conscious mind. Then, subconscious mind. Third one is unconscious mind. Psychologists and medical scientists could not know much about unconscious mind. Now you have to think it. You all can understand this easily. Unconscious mind. Although mind is never unconscious, definition of mind is conscient mind. Consciousness is there in our mind. Whatever is recorded in the mind, those all things are also printed into our brain. You must know this secret. Whatever is there in the soul, that everything is here in our brain. So you know we had been deities for 2500 years. Do you know it? 2500 years. So all that divinity of golden age and silver age is also here. It is recorded, it is printed into unconscious mind. So a big part of our brain is unconscious mind. Now we have to activate that divinity, the sanskar of deities. So, practice of 5-4 and keep one thought of self-respect in your mind. I am a voiceless soul of deity religion. I am a complete pure soul of deity religion. So, self-respect, practice of self-respect will stimulate those pure sanskaras which are printed into unconscious mind. There is one doctor, my good friend, young doctor. He is a specialist neurophysician and then many other courses he had completed. So I used to discuss to him. And I discussed about unconscious mind once, just now, 1 month before. He also told me that now scientists, medical scientists, are thinking that there is something great into our unconscious mind. All past memories are printed into our subconscious mind. They are trying to search the method how to stimulate them. I told Baba, God, has already taught us how to activate them. So I am supremely pure soul. I am a voiceless soul of deity religion. This consciousness will make us perfectly pure. And we must know, Baba loves pure children. He loves purity. So he had reminded us about our pure form. Now, it depends up to us how much we practice those things. One thing I would like to say to you, if you have any negative feeling in your mind, bad dreams at night, so many Brahmins, many Baba children get disturbed so much that they keep thinking to leave Baba. We can't now tolerate this. Struggle all the time. So if you have such bad feeling any time in your life, try to forget it. Try to delete it. Or at that time, you can read some Avyakt Murli. You can listen some good songs. They will make you again fresh. Because it's happening with many Brahmins, as I had been talking, that some souls suppress their vicious sanskaras. And what happens? When there is the wave of impurity in the world, they get activated. And then such Brahmins get puzzled very much, worried very much. They get tired in this fight against Maya. But you should prepare yourself like this. At that time, important thing is change that place. Change your place where you are sleeping, where you are living. Change that place for 10 minutes. Because at that place, those negative vibrations, that negative energy spread everywhere. It affects you, it will affect you, it will take your happiness away. So leave that place for some time and you will experience that you became fresh. This is very important thing about purity. Tomorrow is Baba's day. Would you like to enjoy fully? I'm asking just, I know. You have come in Madhuvan to enjoy that day. First thing, when there is Baba's day, we must believe one thing, that Baba's presence is always full day at that day. Baba's presence, His energy, His vibrations are here with you all the time. So it's not so that Baba will not come, Baba will come. But we need the third eye to open, to experience Him, to see Him. He will come definitely. Every day, Baba's day, all the time. Myself too, although I know everything, how Baba used to come and that enjoyment, but still now, I experience that we are not listening Baba's murli through TV, but literally He has come down. His vibrations is spread everywhere. Wherever His children are sitting in the world, remembering Him or listening to Him, His vibrations will reach there. So first, this faith, Baba will come. One thing. Second thing, you have to fix up 2-3 practices for tomorrow. And from today up to the 6 o'clock tomorrow, you can do these 3 practices. I am most fortunate person in this world, as God has become my companion. One point of Swaman, self-respect. I am the most fortunate person in the world. These thoughts of higher consciousness, Swaman, you know this word Swaman? Very, very good word in Hindi. And only God spoke this word in Swaman. This word is not written in Hindi literature anywhere in the world. Only God spoke this word, Swaman. Give respect to your own self. So, one thought of Swaman will destroy 100 waste thoughts in a second. This is the effect of Swaman points. So give importance to Swaman in your life. And you should also keep one secret in your mind. Each and every thought generates energy. It goes into our brain first, then is spread in our whole body, then is spread out. So we are the creator of our future. We create everything according to our thoughts. So one thought, I am most fortunate soul as God is my companion, He is with me. Second thing, from today, from now till tomorrow, 6 evening, at least 5 times tomorrow, today, and 5 to 10 times tomorrow. invoke Bap Dada. Invite him, Baba, come down and feel that Bap Dada came in front of you from every part of body. Powerful energy is spreading out, and he put his hand on your head. Very great experience, soothing feeling, powerful feeling, peaceful feeling you will have in your mind. And then Baba went up, again invoke him and feel that he is giving me drashti. Receive powerful drashti from him. Sometime he has put thousands of his arm over my head. Like this. So invite Bap Dada. Invite me. And third point, Gyan Surya Se Baba. You know this word? Almighty Se Baba came down. He is in front of my eyes. You can make a vision. 10 feet away, 15 feet away from me, Se Baba is here. And from front, his rays are coming to me. You will enjoy yoga very much and do this practice from now, from today, and enjoy your Baba's meeting tomorrow and today also. Om Shanti. All are happy? Om Shanti.